Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're delighted to be joined by Alex Stanbury and Robin Brundle of Technology Minerals. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Phil.
So just today we've seen the news that Recyclers has received the final draft operator review from the UK's Environment Agency for the lithium-ion battery recycling plant in Wolverhampton. The facility will be the UK's first industrial-scale lithium-ion battery recycling plant and is expected to commence operations soon after official EA certification is completed. The plant has the potential to recycle up to 8,300 tonnes of lithium-ion batteries in the first year, with the aim to increase that capacity to approximately 41,500 tonnes by building five additional lithium-ion recycling plants in the coming years. It's been a long time coming, but you're there, I guess. Do you want to tell us more, please?
Yeah, sure. We're absolutely delighted. And, you know, first of all, huge thank you to our team from board all the way through the company to, you know, have this diligence and patience to bring this permit alive. And also to our investors as well, who have been absolutely brilliant with us. And it, we have tested their patience through waiting for this permit, and we're extremely grateful for the continued support that we have. Yeah, it's a big moment. You know, the permit itself arrives in draft, which in essence means that the Environmental Agency have issued a form of permit to us, but it's classed as draft because clearly there could be some parameters in there that they believed from reading all of our application and data that might need to be restricted in some way. So with their first draft to us, it gives us up to 10 working days to push back. And I'm delighted to say that as of last night, close of business last night, we actually responded and said that we have nothing fundamental to push back on. And therefore, it's now back in the hands of the Environmental Agency for them literally to have two of their signatories sign the permit and send it through to us. So, you know, we're not quite sure what their timescales are on that. So we know it's imminent, therefore, that we have the permit. But certainly from our point of view, and we believe it's beyond, you know, the stage of claiming in any way by the EA now. We've got that confidence to spend on the fire regulation and regulatory stuff that we had to hold back until we had got to this stage a couple of weeks back. And so now we're absolutely full steam ahead to get the site ready. You know, it's great because we're able to, we believe, function to the business plan now, which is super. So we can take the 8,300 tons of feedstock in the 12-month period. We're working very well with the Environmental Agency already. And again, you know, we've agreed to look at various outputs and gases and the effects of what we're doing, and to give them, constantly give the EA their updates and a formal update month three, so that we can all sit down and again and you know, try and set these policies for UK PLC. So yeah, great day for us, a great day for, we think, UK PLC as well. You know, it's the first of its kind in this way around the world, and more importantly, it's giving the UK this capability to reprocess and reclaim these materials that are currently, unfortunately, either being stockpiled or put into landfill. So we're very excited.
Yeah, it's amazing, amazing news. I don't know what you feel like, both Robin and Alex, whether it's relief or you're just ecstatic. I mean, you said to me, Robin, that you were sick, so you felt like crap. But but actually, inside, the feelings is ecstatic. So, Alex, sum it up. What is the situation? You know, you've gone through this process. You've been waiting on it for months and months and months and months. You've had quite a historic last month, in a way, I suppose, with the cash coming in to get rid of the bank, and to be in a situation now where share price is up 100%, but still very subdued in terms of the whole process. So what are you thinking?
Well, I think Robin's expressed it very well, but just to add my piece, this is what we set the company up to do. And it's been a long, protracted road to get here with a lot of work and a lot of determination by the team and the board. So this is extremely gratifying, but this is the end of phase one and the beginning of phase two. and there's an awful lot of exciting stuff to come. And this is where we can actually really get to work to start doing what we set the company up to do. So it's a fantastic day. And as you said, it's been a really great couple of weeks. The share price was a disturbingly low place and not reflective of what we're up to or the value of the company. So seeing it rise again is extremely pleasing, but there's also, we feel, a long way for it to run from here. So yeah, we're happy and looking forward to the next stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, you sort of got a 4.32 pence set in stone there from the valuation of Recyclist in terms of it not being producing, and now it's going to be producing. So straight away we get a jump in that valuation, I would imagine, because now it's going to be revenue producing. And I think from speaking to you both privately in different situations, there's been a lot of stuff that you've had to hold back because you didn't have this license, so you couldn't do it. Whether that be the boxes, whether that be dealing with the OEMs, dealing with multinationals that you potentially can move forward with. So I think from our perspective, there's going to be a lot of news flow over the next 3 to 6 months because all systems go, I think. Is that fair to say, Robert?
Yeah, very much so, Kevin. And, you know, you've heard from us before that in essence, we have a very simple business model. You know, do we have front-end feedstock? Yes. Do we have capability to process? Now we do. And do we have people waiting for the black mass and the other commodities that come out of the recycling process? And the answer is yes, we do. And, you know, we've been having to spin these plates all the way through this period, keeping everybody informed in each one of those key three categories. And now we're able to, you know, bring those green lights to each of those sectors and start to really bolt down those feedstock sources and get our own national collection service. So, you know, all of this, you know, they're easy words to say. There's significant amount of detail behind all of these that we've been planning, of course, in these quieter times and that you would have expected us to have been planning. And, you know, we're ready and rearing to go. Because of trying to keep the burn rate as low as we possibly could, we have been very light on staff, so we're staffing up as well. And of course, that's in the current climate, that's not the work of a moment. So we've been on that program to make sure that we don't get left behind. And yeah, there's just so much activity in the business, and you know, morale is a great place to be.
Great. And you've also got the lead acid batteries plant as well. Can't be that far behind this whole process, which is good news. And both of them being revenue producing in the future, you're going to be a profitable company going forward. And yeah, hopefully you're going to be profitable enough to finance the other plants yourself, which was the whole plan from the beginning. So yeah, anybody joining this story right now, in my view, is getting a lot less stress and probably, hopefully, a great deal of upside. So that seems to be the position you're in.
I'd say that's a fair assessment, Kevin. Yeah. And thank you for sharing my illness with your listeners as well. That's very kind of you.
Yes. Well, we just wanted to show what a real trooper you are, Robin, in all of this.
Well, it's very kind of you.
Robin's on his second antibiotic.
Come on, guys. Come on, it's man flu, and I expect no sympathy. So come on, that's
man. Yeah, it's man flew and he's still here. It's miraculous.
Well done.
So there you go.
Yeah, so very exciting. Very exciting times, yeah.
Yeah, and we look forward to speaking to you in the coming weeks and months to progress all the different things. As you said, you have the permission to do it now. You have feedstock already ready to go. And, you know, people are going to be buying the black mass because it's going to be massively in demand. So can't really see a downside from here. So, you know, good luck in executing all of this, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alex Danbury and Robin Brundle, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.